Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis and it's great to be with all of you on this Monday morning. I'm excited to spend the week with all of you and I'm excited that all of us are going to spend every day of the week with Jesus. And I know some of you are tuning in for the first time. Welcome. I am thrilled. I am so happy that you are here. The purpose of this podcast is that we would get up in the morning and be launched into a conversation with Jesus that would then last throughout the day. So you're going to need a Bible. You're going to need a journal. I need a cup of coffee at this time in the morning, but you might want tea. And you're going to need to find a place or a spot where that conversation can begin but not end. Because it's going to be a conversation that goes throughout the day, because we're going to walk with Jesus throughout the wilderness, because that is the invitation of the gospel, no matter what the season, to be with Jesus, to walk and talk with Jesus, and to slowly but surely become like Jesus. And it is Monday morning, so yesterday was Sunday. We've been in a series called Wilderness, and yesterday we talked about the wilderness of submission. And so Monday through Friday this week, we're going to develop this biblical theme about submission through all kinds of, you know, passages and all kinds of ways. And I don't want to say this, you don't want to hear it, but God uses submission to Him, to others, so mightily in our lives to form us and shape us into His image. And the image of Jesus is life. So happy Monday morning. Open up your Bible, 1 Peter chapter 2. The title of the podcast this morning is Trusting Who? And the question is, who are you trusting? Who am I trusting? Who are we trusting to make life work, to get through, to get there, to make it work? Who are we really trusting? And again, there's a right answer, which is, well, I'm trusting God, of course. And then there's the real answer. If we search our minds, if we search our hearts, there's that real answer. And honestly, most of us, most of the time, are trusting us to make it work, to get where we need to get through, to get out of life what we want to get out of life, maybe in work or in personal relationships. And sometimes, you know, when we are trying to make it work, we will push, we'll pull, we'll stonewall, we'll manipulate, you know, we'll overpower. And submission, before we go to the text, let me say this: submission is really about trust. Who we trust. And the opposite of submission, which is rebellion or maybe doing the minimum, is also about trust. Because if we truly trust God, we will submit to Him and other people. But if we truly trust ourselves to make it work, then we will find our lives marked by rebellion or doing the minimum when we find ourselves in a situation or a relationship where we are called into submission, because submission is truly about trust. So who do you trust? Now, that brings us to an amazing passage in the New Testament written by Jesus's best friend, 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 21. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in His steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in His mouth. When they hurled their insults at Him, He did not retaliate. When He suffered, He made no threats. Instead, He entrusted Himself to him who judges justly. He entrusted himself to him who judges justly. Again, who do you trust? When it comes to relationship, when it comes to work, when it comes to your future, when it comes to, you know, getting what you want, who do you trust? Who have you entrusted yourself to? And Peter describes the death of Jesus, the unjust death or passion of Jesus. And in the early church, the death of Jesus had become a model of submission, a model of trust, and of course, a model of rest, because there's no rest in rebellion. So Jesus makes no response. He just, there's no deceit found on his lips. And he entrusts himself to the one who judges justly. So you see, Jesus trusted his Father to make it work, and most of us trust us, so we don't have a lot of rest. We push, we pull, we're tense, we fight, we run, there's rebellion, there's doing the minimum, but here's the beauty of this idea and this model of Jesus. We don't need to get our way if we truly entrust ourselves to the one who is trustworthy to make it work, to get us where we need to get. We don't need to get our way. If we truly trust God, we're able to submit. We don't need to make it work or to make others work or to work on others, because sometimes that's a way that we try to make it work, is by working on others. There's this invitation or this example of Jesus at work in our relationships, when it comes to our future, to let go and entrust ourselves to the one who is trustworthy, who makes it work, and to follow in the example of Jesus. Now, let's have a little bit of conversation with Jesus this morning. Let's begin this conversation with Jesus. When it comes to who do we trust, let's look into what is truly in our hearts. Maybe through prayer and a couple minutes of meditation, just being quiet before the Lord, let's ask Jesus this question: who do I trust? Trust. And don't quickly reach for the right answer. Get to the real answer. And then we're going to take some advice from a wonderful saint named Teresa of Avila, who said, "We must sit in our weeds with Jesus, our gardener, so he can pull the weeds out at the root." So when the answer to that question, who do I trust, arises, and we realize, oh my gosh, it's me, I'm trusting me, let's sit in those weeds with Jesus. Pray, meditate, and allow Jesus, our gardener, to take or remove those weeds at their root, so we can become this trusting, resting person that is submitting as we entrust ourselves to the one who is truly trustworthy. So enjoy that conversation with Jesus this morning. Enjoy it throughout the day, and we will talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.